That Selin Sard that lives out near there, he's going to, I understand, play the leading man in some of that stuff out there.
He's handsome.
Oh, he's a good looker. They say that he is so romantic that all the ladies are all get all excited and start fighting over him and everything when he gets in the show.
Oh, no, that's not over Colin.
It ain't. Who is it?
No, that's after that Stoltz fellow.
Oh, Stoltz, huh? I never heard of him.
That's Clellan Card as Axel. But who are the paws and the off-screen voices of Towser the dog and Tallulah the cat? They are none other than Don Stoltz. The chemistry and byplay between Don and Cullen were a big part of what made the show such a delight for both children and adults. Everyone remembers Axel and his dog, and everyone knows about Don and his family and their success at the Old Log Theater. But it's Don's history in radio and television for which we honor him tonight. Don got his start in radio way back in 1938 at WKY in Oklahoma City. He and Terry O'Sullivan starred in the network radio drama Devil's Roost. It began as a summer replacement for Lights Out and became so popular that it ran three nights a week. Don also worked as a staff announcer at KOMA Radio in Oklahoma City and then caught on with Let's Pretend on the CBS radio network in New York. When he moved to Minnesota in the 1940s, he quickly became an important part of Twin Cities radio and of something new called television. Don directed all the early TV work for Campbell Mithun Advertising. At the same time, he produced and directed numerous shows and specials for WCCO-TV. He even did a little weather forecasting. Over the years, he's also helped many Twin Cities broadcast personalities explore their creative sides by featuring them in plays at the Old Log. People like Dave Moore, Sharon Anderson, Nancy Nelson, Boone and Erickson, to name just a few. Throughout his career, Don's been a mentor, a friend, and an inspiration to everyone who knows him. Congratulations, Don.